Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Jameel Gabriel Show. I'm your host, Jameel Gabriel. So I have been called recently. I've been called that I am too Republican or conservative. I just want to clear the air. I am not a Republican. I would rather go by the name of classical liberal. And yeah, I hate liberals, okay? And I don't mean all of them. I just hate the extremist ones, the ones that, you know, yell at someone for wearing a MAGA hat at a, you know, vape shop. Those are the ones I hate, okay? I hate those kind of people that try to force their opinions on people. And this is what it is. It's just an opinion. But I would say I lean to towards conservatism. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But to say that I align with the Republican Party is a fallacy. I hated George Bush. I've been outspoken with George Bush. I've been outspoken with Mitt Romney. I hate both of them. The McCains, all those guys. I hate them so much. Now, does that mean that, you know, same with like Mitch McConnell in recent days, okay? People are like, well, you know, Mitt Romney ran back in 2012. Well, I don't like Mitch McConnell either. I think he's, you know, a piece of garbage as well. I think that the Republican Party is no longer the Republican Party. I think it's the party of Trump now. And it's going to be that way for the next, you know, 100 years possibly. At least 50 years. I mean, this kind of thing happens. Things switch. I mean, Lincoln, when he created things, and people have argued this, that Lincoln wanted the party for federal rights versus states' rights. And obviously, the Democratic Party wanted state right versus, you know, federal rights. And now it's completely switched. If you ask any, you know, person that knows what they're talking about, the Democratic Party, and they're going to be like, well, we want more intervention by the federal government, while Republicans are going, well, we want more state rights. So it constantly switches. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt is a Republican, and then he switched over to the Democratic Party, which is why he called himself the Progressive Moose Party. So although I lean towards conservatism, I believe, in all honesty, about classical liberalism, which is what I was talking about in one of the first episodes I've done, which is about negative rights. So that's what I'm talking about. You leave me alone, I leave you alone, okay? I don't care if you are a transvestite. I don't care if you want to call yourself a girl, even though you're a guy. It doesn't matter, okay? What I do care about is when you interfere with my business, okay? If you want to be a girl and pretend you're a girl all day, I don't really care. But if you start using my bathroom, you know, and I have a daughter, I'm going to kick your ass. It's that simple, okay? So don't think it's just going to get you scot-free. I just don't care, okay? But if you're interfering with my life or my family's life, I'm going to have to do something about it, okay? So that's what I mean by classical liberal, okay? I don't care what you're affiliated with. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. Do not care, okay? I just care about what you do to me or the people I care about. So with that out of the way, that's what I've been called, okay? It's like, oh, you lean too much to the Republican Party. Nah, I don't like the Republican Party either. But I do want a choice. Okay, unfortunately, America is a two-party system. I would love to change. I would have like a 30-party system where people can choose what their best candidate is, but that's not going to happen. It's going to be a two-party system, and unfortunately, that's what we got to deal with. Now, the Republican Party is a lot better. It's a lot better than the, you know, Democratic Party, okay? I don't want all my taxes, a 52% tax hike, going to homeless people, all right? And you can tell me, well, you're not, you know, you're not nice to homeless people. All right. I was there. I was in that stuff. I was actually homeless. Okay. I was pretty broke. And I had to, you know, I had to get a job. I had to get my back on my feet. It was pretty awful, but you can do it. Whatever, Mike Liddell or Chuck Liddell, maybe the guy who owns MyPillow, he was a crack addict. So you can't tell me that it's not possible to get out of it. Now, what I would recommend if you do need help is to get help. Okay? There's no shame in asking for help. There's absolutely no shame for doing it. And you are a better man or woman if you ask for help. And people will help you. You'll be surprised. Okay? You might feel you're all alone and you're down, but there are people out there that will help you. So I would love to see the Democratic Party change their ways. I don't want to see a 52% tax hike. I don't want to see them lying. Okay, and I'm going to talk about these lies that they keep doing. All right, they don't care. And then the Republican Party, unless it's the people that endorse Trump, I mean, the Republican Party is getting a huge shift. If you don't think, like, okay, so if you didn't know, there's now people that have been spoken out, and I'm going to talk about this a little later. But if they didn't speak out and was doing the exact same thing, don't you think that they would have gotten primaried in 2022? It's a damn certain they would get primaried. They would get primaried quick, fast, and in a hurry because people love Trump. Okay, so it puts a smile on my face. And, you know, I hated Trump in the beginning because he was hiring all these, you know, establishment people. But for some reason, he's kicking ass. So I actually really do like Trump. I think he's not the best president we've ever had, and I don't think he's going to be the best president, but he's far greater than someone trying to give China the United States. So that's that, okay? Now, to address another concern is someone asked me that I should stop being less opinionated and be more news cycly, or, you know, just give the news out. No. Okay? This is a podcast. It's opinion-oriented. It even says on the title, op-ed. Opinion. Okay? It's an opinion article. Or not an article. An opinion podcast. It literally says it in the name. The name is Jamil Gabriel Show. Because it's coming from my head. It's my talking points. I'm going to give you the facts, but I'm not here to just give you the facts. I mean, that would be just boring, okay? And another thing, people saying now, I'm angry. Guys, it's a show, okay? I'm trying to entertain. Would you rather me be like, well, in this week, Donald J. Trump has now announced he was throwing a New Year's Eve party with $1,000 ahead. He went back after Mitch McConnell denied the $2,000 stimulus check. He went back to Washington, D.C. Or do you want to hear, so, Mitch McConnell denied the $2,000 stimulus check, and Donald Trump canceled his New Year's Eve party, okay, which was supposed to be an extravagant party at Mar-a-Lago at $1,000 ahead. So he decided to go there, and he's probably going to fight this tooth and nail, which is awesome. Now, which one do you want to hear? Do you want me to be bland and boring? No. This is what the show is. I don't think I'm going to change it. Now, what I wish I could do is edit better because I don't have the, you know, supplies to actually edit. I just do a recorder and that's it. It's a one shot, one take kind of thing. So I do wish I can edit better. I'm not really familiar with editing software. And to be honest, I'm just lazy to learn about it because there's like thousands among thousands of videos on YouTube. And just me siphoning through all of that stuff to find the right one on how to edit software that is, you know, cheap that I can use without paying an arm and a leg for it. And I'm not creating music videos. I would do that. But unfortunately, this is what you got to dig with right now. Okay, so now let's get to my opinions on what's going on. So Donald Trump, January 6th is going to be a uphill battle, okay? So Lara Trump, or rather the Trump family, spelled it out, what they plan to do, okay? So what the plan is that they're going to convene. And you might be asking, well, why did Mike Pence not want to, you know, sign off on the Senate vote? Well, I'm going to explain that. Okay, so the Senate vote, why he doesn't, because technically the vice president is part of the Senate. If it's a 50-50 split on Senate, then it goes to Mike Pence to do the vote. Well, he doesn't really want to do that. He's just like, I don't want to be involved in this. So, I don't know. You might call it cowardly. That's just my opinion. I mean, it's like if your friend was, you know, accused of murder and the cops ask you, like, hey, can you testify against your friend? You're probably going to be like, I love the dude, but, you know, I just don't want to get involved. I don't want to risk it. So that's probably what he's feeling. I'm not sure. I'm not Mike Pence. But anyway, so Lara Trump spelled it out. what they plan to do is to convene. So once the Electoral College, you know, goes up there, they're going to have to certify it. So Congress and Senate have to certify the votes. They have to certify, like, well, Pennsylvania is going to Joe Biden, and Wisconsin's going to Joe Biden. Okay. Well, they need two congressional votes to say, no, I want to do a contested election. So if two people do a contested election, then it goes, they take a recess and then they do a vote on it. Okay. And then if it's, if the vote happens and, you know, they say, well, this is, there's evidence that it's contested. I mean, I don't want to get everyone's hope up. All right. I want to spell this out clear. It is an uphill battle, and it's not looking like Trump is going to be the president of the United States for four more years. But I wouldn't count him out, and it's foolish to count him out. He's a fighter, and he is fighting. Well, if they do a contested election, what's going to happen is it goes to the state where one delegate from each state is going to put in a vote. So whatever the votes were, so I think it was like 30 for Trump and 20 for, you know, Joe Biden. That's what's going to happen. And Trump will get four more years. Okay, so that's the good news. They just need two congressional votes that are backed by senators. And I forgot what the senator is. Jeffrey something Hawthorne, maybe. I can't remember his name. He has promised that he's going to contest this election. Lauren Boebert, she has just been sworn in today. And she's going to contest this election. There have now been 100 Republicans around there. The Democrats, and this is CNN that has said this. CNN has stated that there are about 100 Republicans going to contest the election. So, you know, CNN with Republicans, they always undermine them. So this might be 150 Republicans. Now, I don't want to get, like I said, I don't want to get everyone's hopes up. All right. But I think I know what's going on. Now, everyone's like, I didn't want to vote for Trump. These are never Trumpers, blah, blah, blah. Well, they want to keep their seat in office because they know if they vote against Trump, they're going to get primaried. And that's what I kept telling everyone. I said, this is now the party of Trump. It's no longer the Republican Party. They're about to kick all these guys out. And I think in 2022, it's going to be a big one. I think there's going to be a lot of people primaried, and I think that the Republican Party is going to grow strong, and it's going to be a lot of young guys, all right? Candace Owens has just stated, and I said this before, she just stated that she's going to be running for office, although it's not certain what position she is. But I'm pretty sure, judging by how she talks or all the facts that she can spew out, she's probably going to win. So, but she hasn't stated if it's going to be a governor position or if it's going to be a congressional decision. So the Democrats are freaking out now, all right? Nancy Pelosi has been like, I believe that on January 20th, Joe Biden will be confirmed as the 46th president of the United States. Well, I really hope not. I really do, because just looking at his record. So Obama, surprisingly, sold us out to China. All those jobs that you know, you're liking, all those jobs went to China, okay? And you know what I think it is, okay? So the Democrats, that's why they're so pissed off. That's why they were so pissed off with Hillary Clinton, because it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. That's who it was supposed to be. That's why they poured so much money. I think Jeb Bush and his campaign poured like $150 million to just to campaign and running these commercials and stuff. So I really do think that it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. And this is just an opinion. All right. So Google, Apple, all those tech overlords, this is an opinion. You can't fact check me because you can't fact check an opinion. So this is my opinion. I want to repeat that. This is my opinion. Can't fact check opinions. All right. So anyway, this is what I think happened. So, and out of nowhere, this reality TV star comes in and wins the presidency. Okay. And I think the Democratic Party came up with this real big excuse of, oh, Russia, 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 because they knew that if Trump went in and started negotiating deals with Putin and Russia, then it would cripple China. Because the only thing that's standing in the way is that Russia or the Soviet Union was a superpower, okay? And they were protecting China and North Korea. Well, now that Putin's up to bat and he's like, well, I want to negotiate, we tried making Trump the enemy and a puppet of Putin so that way he couldn't negotiate anything, because it kind of ended, didn't it? Like, didn't they show up and meet like once or twice in like the summit? And then all of a sudden, it's just gone. I mean, there was good negotiations. In fact, Putin said that he would love to negotiate with Donald Trump. So I think that's what happened. I think that Donald Trump would have negotiated with Putin about something like, hey, let's take down China together or something like that. Or, you know, you should talk to your boy, you know, to let go of Hong Kong and stop trying to attack Taiwan. And Putin would probably been like, okay, well, you start bringing businesses over to Russia and, you know, helping us out. And, you know, Trump would probably been like, okay, sure. But I think that's what happened. And that's why they pushed this narrative, this hoax or the sham of an impeachment. Oh, Russia, 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 Russia. Well, I think that's what happened, because now they don't talk about it. In fact, remember, I even told you, I put it on a podcast that it's that they were talking about Russia interfering with the election again, because I think that if Trump won, and, you know, if there was a fair election, if Trump won, it would have been 4 more years that they could have put this narrative that it was Russia interference. So that way they can secure the negotiations of giving America to China. And this is honestly what I believe in. And this is what I've been looking at recently within the past week, is that all these businesses and these negotiations has been for Beijing, Biden, and Obama to give America to China. So that way China could take over the Pacific. And if you don't believe me, everyone around me believes, or every other country believes it. Okay, Philippines is now begging America and begging Australia, I believe, for support for China, okay? Japan increased their defense budget to $56 billion. They increased it by $56 billion, with the B, billion dollars was paid for Japan's defense budget this year. And you don't think that something's going to happen? Something's going on? Really? And they did it right when Biden was announced presidency. Because they know. They know that Beijing Biden's going to hand over all the jobs and all that other stuff to, you know, profit off of it. Okay? They're going to profit off of this, and then they're just going to give all these other countries to China. They're going to take Taiwan. That's why everyone in Taiwan's freaking out. Because they're going to take it. China's been eyeing it since the 50s, when Mao Zedong tried it. They've been eyeing it, all right? There's a reason why they're not allowed to talk, or they're not allowed to talk about China in Disney Corp. Because China's funding it. And if you don't think that Beijing Biden is going to give America to China or the CCP, man, you've been living under a rock. I wish I could live under there with you. Because it's bound to happen, all right? And you don't think that China sending spies to sleep with Eric Swalwell wasn't some kind of indicator? They want to know how deep they can go into the Democratic Party, all right? And now, I guarantee you, Eric Swalwell is part of the Intelligence Committee. Now, he still is, because the Democrats don't care. They're going to put him in it anyway, even though he was sleeping with a Chinese spy. So I pray that Donald Trump is the president, because he has been the toughest on China. And China is going to take over. They're going to take over the Pacific, which is what they've been wanting. Obviously, they won't be able to take over the United States, but they're going to take over the Pacific and enforce their rules. Okay? And then with that, all those resources, eventually in 30 years, they could be taking over the world. and it'll be seeing another World War III. So that's, like I said, my opinion, okay? Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Jamil Gabriel, and I'm signing off.